Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're very happy to have two distinguished guests on today's program, Representative John Bell Williams, Democrat from Mississippi, and Mr. Myers G. Lohman from Cincinnati, Ohio, Executive Secretary of Circuit Riders, Incorporated. Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to have both of you with us today, and I'd like to begin by asking you, Congressman Williams. Many Americans are wondering about the current wave of racial agitation and demonstrations, which are now sweeping across the nation. And I'm sure you've been asked this many times. Do you see any evidence of any communist involvement in this movement?
Dick, indeed, there's quite a bit of evidence of communist involvement in this movement. Anyone who has seen the film Operation Abolition, for instance, which shows the attempts of, and as a matter of fact, with success, of the communists in San Francisco to break up the hearings of the Committee on Un-American Activities a couple of years ago, can certainly see a similarity in the methods that are used. As a matter of fact, the methods that are used in the South today in these sit-down strikes are identical to the methods that were used in San Francisco by the communists. As a matter of fact, the other day, a document came across my desk which absolutely amazed me. It purported to be a copy or a reprint of a publication of the Georgia State Commission on Education, and it purported to show a picture of Martin Luther King, who is one of the chief agitators, as you know, sitting in a communist training school at Highlander, Tennessee, the so-called Highlander Folk School. Now, Mr. Lohman, as I understand it, you know quite a bit about this Highlander Folk School, and I have brought a copy of that picture along with me here. There, the picture is on the board, and I would like to know whether or not that picture is authentic. First, is it actually a reprint from a document published by the Georgia Commission on Education? And then I would like to know also if it's authentic.
It is an authentic picture. I was present in Atlanta, Georgia, at a public hearing where the photographer who took this picture testified under oath that he not only took that picture, which was lifted out of this paper here, this was the Highlander Folk School, a report on a Labor Day 1957 four-day weekend at, as the Georgia Commission said, Communist Training School, Mont Eagle, Tennessee. This picture is an enlargement from the original exhibit, and I was present when the photographer introduced a copy of this folder, his film, and his testimony under oath, saying that he took the pictures and these are the identifications.
Mr. Lohman, I think it would be well for you to identify these people in this picture if you know who they are.
This one is Abner W. Berry, a member of the Central Committee, the National Committee of the Communist Party, USA. I would want you to pay particular attention that this man, Abner W. Berry, a member of the National Committee, Central Committee of the Communist Party, is in a seat of distinction. He's sitting in a row all by himself, the only chair in this row, in the space between the speaker's podium and the leaders of the meeting: Martin Luther King, Aubrey Williams, Miles Horton, and Rosa Parks. And it is rather interesting that in other pictures in this folder and in the moving pictures, 400 feet of moving pictures of the four-day weekend, that Abner W. Berry, a member of the National Committee of the Communist Party, the central top committee of the American Communist Party, was always in a place of distinction. Miles Horton was the director of this school, which has since been closed. The state of Tennessee canceled its certification, the right to operate as a school. And under a similar name, this Miles Horton has moved the operation to Knoxville. This is Rosa Parks, the Negro woman arrested in Montgomery, Alabama, and her arrest and fine for $14 precipitated the Montgomery bus incident. Aubrey Williams has been identified with communists and Communist Party programs and organizations for a minimum of 2 decades. He is a very successful publisher from Montgomery, Alabama. And it is quite significant that Miles Horton and these persons had this training school there, because in other years, unions, trade unions, which have been thrown out of the CIO because of their alleged communist domination, also trained organizers and workers at this same Highlander Folk School. And I think it is because of these long-time records of incidents of communists and communist fronters training at Highlander that Georgia Commission on Education cited Highlander Folk School as a communist training school.
Mr. Lohman, you mentioned the training of labor leaders back some years ago at Highlander and at similar schools around the country. I'm wondering if there's any comparison in your mind in the tactics used during the sit-down strikes in the days of the 30s and of the activist branch of the Negro leadership in the country as exemplified by Martin Luther King today.
Well, first, in order that nobody, either Negro or white, will misunderstand any one of the three of us, we are not speaking in a derogatory way about Negroes per se. We are all three talking about Negroes who wittingly or unwittingly become used in the exploitations of the communists and some of the hypocrites in our country for incitation purposes. Now, the mine, mill, and smelter workers union trained persons, according to testimony and other evidence, at Highlander Folk School, as did the butcher workers union with headquarters in Chicago. But this has been a school without a regular curriculum, without a regular faculty, and no level of academic standard. It's training for specific purposes. This same Miles Horton, after his school got more or less disorganized and out of operation, has been definitely connected with training of incitation movements in Mississippi and elsewhere in the United States, particularly in the South.
I was going to say, this activity has not been confined to this one small area in Tennessee, has it?
No. Communists are going to exploit a grievance. And as they say, you must politicalize a grievance. That doesn't mean you get them to vote for Democrats or Republicans. In commie lingo, that means you must revolutionize this grievance. And that is what's happening in America today. The persons who have real, imaginary, or induced grievances in the race field must be alert in order that they will not be exploited for revolutionary purposes, an infiltration of a national convention of an organization. Had speaker after speaker after speaker in the race field calling for enlarging the Negro Revolution into the big revolution, the violent revolution. And we will tell you people without any reservation whatsoever that there seems to be no non-communist movement among the big-name national organizations inciting incidents in the race field. Now, this does not mean that the NAACP, for example, is a communist organization, but I do want to say without any reservation that I honestly believe that there is no large mass membership organization in the United States that has been more seriously influenced, infiltrated, than has the NAACP since 1928, when the Communist Garland Fund gave $100,000 to the NAACP. Now, since that time, the communists never had control of the national NAACP, but the influence has been tremendous, and the fight in there is daily, 24 hours a day.
Mr. Lohman, isn't it a fact that W.E.B. Du Bois, who is one of the founders of the NAACP, has been definitely established to be a communist?
Well, W.E.B. Du Bois is a self-vowed communist. A couple years ago,
He surprised nobody other than himself by saying that he's a communist. He has since renounced his American citizenship and moved to Africa and become a citizen of an African country.
Congressman Williams, your comment on this one question, please. Many of the people who are rather soft-hearted and don't want to do anybody any harm see something typically American about taking the campaign for integration into the streets. Now, is there anything typical of America about this?
Dick, I would say if anarchy is typical of America, this is typical of America. But if adherence and obedience to law and order is typical of America, street demonstrations certainly are not typical of America, and I think that they are to be deplored.
Gentlemen, I'd like to thank you both for being with us today. Our guests have been Representative John Bell Williams, Democrat from Mississippi, and Mr. Myers G. Lohman of Cincinnati, Ohio, Executive Secretary of Circuit Riders, Incorporated. I'd like to mention for the benefit of our radio audience that copies of the photograph we've been discussing on this program are available. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi, and we'll be happy to send you a copy of this picture. That address again, Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. Join us again next week at the same time for another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.